Thank you for visiting us on this daily devotional. During the last couple of days and in the days to come, we are looking at each individual avenue of worship, that is singing, praying, the Lord's Supper, giving of our means, and preaching or instruction, proclaiming the gospel. Today we're brought to the avenue of worship that is called the Lord's Supper. And we see all five avenues alluded to in Acts 2 and verse 42. Among them is the breaking of bread, which is a reference to the Lord's Supper. There are a couple of passages that are noteworthy when we think about the Lord's Supper and what it means. The first one is found in Luke 22 and verse 19. Among this particular passage, Jesus is instituting the Lord's Supper. And in verse 19, he makes the comment, he says, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." That's what we see etched on many of our in many of our church buildings on the table where we take the communion. "This do in remembrance of me." The Lord's Supper is a memorial, if you will, a reminder to us of the death of Christ. And interestingly, it's one of the few memorials that was instituted before the person ever died. Christ gave this institute or this memorial service before he ever went to Calvary's tree, before he ever died for the sins of mankind. That's very unlike memorial services and memorial events today, where we might be reminded annually of a person's death and we are reminded of the notable events that they did in their life. But all of that was done after the person was long gone. This is a memorial that was done before Christ ever died. One of the few that I know of in this earth's history. Also, another passage is 1 Corinthians 11. And in 1 Corinthians 11, Paul is relaying the account that Jesus tells him about the Lord's Supper, and he makes a couple of noteworthy comments. He makes a similar comment to what Christ did in Luke 22 when he said that this needs to be a reminder. Christians need to be reminded every week, Acts 20, of the Lord's death and what he did on Calvary for us. And so this service, this memorial, this Lord's Supper reminds us of the cross. But also, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:26 that this is a declaration. He says, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show or proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." It's a declaration that we believe Christ is coming again, that we believe he really did go to Calvary's tree and die for our sins. One other comment that Paul makes in 1 Corinthians 11 concerning the Lord's Supper is that when we do partake of the Lord's Supper, we need to do it with great caution. I want you to notice verse 27 and following. He says, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread and or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." This is a solemn event, one that is worthy of all consideration, and we need to be very careful, very cautious, realizing what it means and what it does for us.